Welcome, my name is Christopher Peter. The City of Brotherly Love celebrated another Super Bowl championship on the Day of Love, a timely combination of overjoy of redemption for our beloved team, and celebrating those we hold dear. I was blessed to be able to attend both parades. The celebration of our first Super Bowl win was not one to miss, and this one was special as well. Luckily, the weather was much better this time around. Compared to 2018, the crowd seemed much larger. I am not sure what the final number will be, but there was far less room to walk around. The temperature difference played a factor last time. There were many people who decided to not go last time and watch it on television instead in 2018 because of the weather. When you take a step back and objectively think about it, the crowds wait 3 or more hours, not including the 2 or 3 hours in travel for a 10 to 15 minute glimpse as the buses pass by, unless you luckily have a spot at the place where the ceremony takes place. Otherwise, you wait, connect with fellow fans, and just enjoy, despite the discomfort of being packed like sardines. So was it worth it? Considering it was televised and you could see the whole journey and speeches from the comfort of your home or a local sports bar. Yes, I cannot describe the feeling you get when those heroes pass you by. The thrill of when the crowd erupts in jubilation when they see the buses stop and our stars engage with them. You get your pictures, catch some confetti, and celebrate with those around you. Then you wait in long lines to go home, but you engage with so many fellow fans and people from all over the nation. So many people who are not going to miss this moment. I did not get to watch the speeches live. Stopping for a cheesesteak and slice in my former town I used to call home did not help my timing. But I love the passion, the gratitude, and congeniality of this team. Loved their messages and raw emotions. Unfortunately, every year the team is completely different and the journey starts all over. Every team is a new dynamic as Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Nick Sirianni will re-establish the culture in the new flock. This day was for the fans and city to cheer this group one final time, thank them for their great accomplishment, and know that no matter where they go, they are always one of us. There is a reason why Philly fans are loyal no matter where we are in the world. We are fiercely loyal to our teams and the players that succeed in our uniforms. Even when they go elsewhere, there is still love for them when they are not playing with us. We understand the business side, but they will always be respected and adored if they brought us a title. We know outsiders do not like us. We feel the same about outsiders. In terms of sports, in my case, the world does not understand Philly, nor do they even attempt. Not saying it is perfect, but there are clearly different approaches the national media takes when talking about the people of Philly compared to other big cities who have the same problems and behaviors. There are so many misconceptions of Philly that is not fair. There is no city like it, and I will always place it above any other city in the world. Go Birds! A big thank you to the audience for experiencing this podcast. The Christopher Peter Review offers economic perspectives on salient current events. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again and talk to you next time.